Jonathan Handel is speaking to me about his new book, Hollywood on Strike, An Industry at War in the Internet Age. One of the arguments you make in this book that I found surprising is that you ultimately viewed the strike by the Writers Guild not as it was popularly perceived at the time, which was that the writers, in fact, triumphed. You argue in the book that the strike ultimately has to be viewed at best as a tragedy.
Well, yes. The Writers Guild will tell you that they achieved improvements in compensation for new media of various sorts, and it's a complicated area, but there are various percentage points and things of that sort and dollar levels. And they'll tell you that the what they achieved was a foothold in new media. It was the first ever real jurisdiction in new media, and all of those things are true. Now, the first deal that was done was actually done by the Directors Guild.
That's right. We haven't spoken really about the Directors Guild, but they're kind of the upscale cousins of the other two guilds, and they tend not to have acrimonious terms. In fact, I believe that they've only had one strike and it lasted for a day.
Oh, they've had one strike and it lasted for 5 minutes, actually. 3 hours and 5 minutes on the East Coast, 5 minutes on the West Coast. What happened here was the strike continued for about 100 days, but after you were into the strike about 2 months or so, the Directors Guild did their deal with the studios, and that deal served as the template in new media for the deal that the Writers Guild then did, and later AFTRA, and even later SAG. Ultimately, a new media deal was reached, and the Writers Guild points out the various advantages of the deal. But what the Guild doesn't point out, but agents, writers' agents do point out, and writers point out, is the degree to which the landscape in general shifted out from under writers during that time period, and partially as a result, I think, of the strike. Deals that used to be done on the basis of hiring the writer for a first draft, a couple of revisions, two or three revisions, and commonly referred to as a couple of sets and a polish, those deals are now being done on the basis just of a first draft only. And that means that the writer is paid less money because, you know, when you're hired to do multiple revisions, obviously the compensation is higher. It also means the writer only has one chance to get it right before being replaced by another writer. And it puts a lot of pressure on the writer to actually do free revisions as well, to do a draft and not officially turn it into the studio, but nonetheless show it to the studio and get reactions and then incorporate those reactions into a revised draft. So the writers are doing more work and getting paid less money and have less security. There are other aspects as well that writers point to that basically are changes that the Writers Guild doesn't take into account directly because they don't directly relate to the guild agreement, but they do relate to the livelihoods of the members. I think that the strike proved to be a perhaps convenient inflection point for the studios in refashioning some aspects of the way business is done. I don't think that anyone predicted the degree to which the national economy would change and would fall out from under everyone's feet. Connected with all this is the effect of new media in a larger sense, not directly the question of, well, what is it like if a writer writes for new media, but more broadly, that new media distribution, things like Redbox, the kiosks in grocery stores, streaming, Netflix, Amazon, iTunes, all of these things have reduced the value of content. That is undermining the economics of the industry, and people are very, very concerned about it for obvious reasons. I mean, the question is, what is this industry going to look like in 3 or 4 years? And I don't think anyone has a good answer to that. But you know, all of that swirling around at the same time has resulted in a lot of change. And the tragedy, perhaps, of the Writers Guild strike is that if the industry and the unions had been able to use that time to try to formulate responses that made sense for everybody to the changing competitive and economic landscape, the business would be better off. But instead, you ended up with a writers' strike, and then following that and really resulting in many ways from that, a year and a half long stalemate on the part of the Screen Actors Guild.